This is swarm season, the time of year when bees reproduce and find new places to build hives. We've noticed around Indiana that this has been an especially active season for swarms. While it can be stressful for homeowners who discover a cluster of bees on their property, it can be exciting for beekeepers. So I sent word out to some local beekeepers to try to tag along on a swarm chase. What I learned is that you have to be ready to go at a moment's notice. When a swarm is announced on the Beetown Bee Club Facebook page, beekeepers race to call dibs.
Hi.
On Thursday evening, Kara Crothy posted pictures of the swarm in her backyard.
And I thought it was like pollen flying off the trees. I looked closer and realized they were honeybees, like the whole backyard. In fact, I texted the neighbor to tell her to take her kids inside because I didn't know what was going on.
By Friday morning, it was Crothy, me, and beekeeper Jill Stowers looking up at this cluster of bees about 12 feet off the ground in a tree in Crothy's backyard. Stowers left work this morning in the hopes of capturing the bees. She says, don't worry, swarming bees are calm.
Because they're not defending a hive. Like, they don't have a huge honey store they're defending. They don't have babies and pollen. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, you're just in clothes.
I am just in clothes. I was at the office.
We're waiting on a neighbor to bring a ladder over.
So I'm thinking,
I'm pretty sure we can lean it against what the branch that the colony is not on is strong enough to support the ladder. And then I will put a box underneath that swarm and shake the bees down into it and then put a lid on.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? Nothing could go wrong.
Really, that's what we're going to do?
That is what we're going to do.
Jill has done this twice already this season. She maintains several colonies on her hobby farm. Buying a package of bees through the mail costs her about $150, so snagging these wild bees would be a money saver. If she can catch them, that is. It's important that she gets the queen in the box or the colony will just fly away again.
They each have a very specific role that they're fulfilling, and the colony won't survive without any of those roles. And so they are swarming right now.
Oh my God. Do it. The buzzing crescendoed, and that tight cluster from the tree evaporated into a haze around the backyard.
It's raining bees right now.
Did you just get like pollen?
Are they pollinating on us? And yep, those were drops of yellow goo falling from the sky.
Bee poop.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Greg Hunt is a professor at Purdue University and a honeybee specialist. To understand why bees swarm, you have to understand how they reproduce. There is only one queen per hive. She gives off a special pheromone so all the drones know to not make new queen cells. In the spring, when a hive grows its numbers, sometimes the pheromone doesn't get evenly distributed to all the worker bees, so some of them think, hey, it's time to make a new queen. So the workers create queen cells, the old queen lays eggs, and the workers feed the queen eggs royal jelly, and then poof, too many queens for one beehive. It's time to swarm. The old queen leaves in search of a new home, taking most of the workers with her. Hunt says it's the weather that's been encouraging so many swarms this season.
And it was particularly warm in the Midwest, and this makes the bees build up their colony strength faster. And then we had that cold weather, and then the bees were cooped up in their hives. And then as soon as the weather gets good, it improves, then off they go.
The clock starts ticking once they leave the old hive. They've tanked up on honey, so they need to find a new home where they can build comb and grow new bees before they run out of food. As most of the bees cluster in a tree or on a fence post, the scouts fly off to find good spots for the colony to set up shop.
These scouts, they come back and they do the waggle dance, the famous dance that bees do that tell each other where flowers are. Well, they also dance to tell where the new hive should be. And once they're all dancing for the same place, then it's kind of a democratic decision, and they all get excited and fly off.
Hunt says swarming is a good thing for bees. It indicates they came from a healthy colony. And if all goes well, that swarm will become a new colony of bees. They just have to make it through the winter.
All right, can we go out front and see if we can spot where they go?
Stowers, Crothy, and I follow the swarm to the front yard.
They're going high up in that tree across the street, it looks like.
Yeah.
There's no ladder tall
There's
enough.
There's no ladder tall enough. Though it looks like they may be going past that tree.
They're gone. They're gone. They're totally gone.
They are completely gone. And they're going well past that tree. You can still see the kind of blurry haze in the sky past there.
No bees for you.
No bees for me today. Yet. You have pollen on your nose.
Yeah.